Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
Good afternoon. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre, Hotfoot, down the A3. And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Had a good week?
Yes, yes. Very busy. In fact, actually today, I finished our Christmas page.
What?
I feel like
I've done Christmas. That's being published, is it?
I am Christmas out. It's on our website. So yeah, if anybody wants to indulge themselves in the C word early, fill your boots. There's
loads of it. I'm sure the shops are beginning to fill with stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you've got to do it this time because some people want to book. Some of the events book out so quick, like the visiting Santa at Hatchlands, that sort of thing. And, yeah, I've done the lot.
And it's not even half term yet.
I know. I'm so... Because the thing is, like, a couple of weeks' time, I'll be doing Valentine's Day. You can forget Christmas. I'll be on Valentine's Day.
Anyway, what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, then?
Well, we've got a lot. I've got a real mixture for you today. This is for the young people. The wonderful Guildford Shakespeare Company do Saturday courses now. It's through till the 1st of December. They're on Saturdays between 10 and 12. It's 10 weeks and it's £160, which is actually, when you think of the tuition they're getting, and it's only £16 a time, so actually it's okay. Every Saturday they ignite the imagination of young actors in small friendly groups. The young people get to work with professional actors and stage combat instructors. They play fun games, rehearse plays, strengthen their confidence, and learn more about the exciting world of theatre. In recent years, they've performed as part of the Sonic Walk Weekend, produced their own version of Grimm's Fairy Tales, a site-specific version of As You Like It in the Guildford Castle, Henry V at the 10th Anniversary Gala, and short recorded audio plays for Eagle Radio. So it's actually a massive confidence booster to young people, particularly if they're at that age where it's not going to be long before they're going to need to do interviews. That makes them freeze and you just go, well, if you can act, pretend you're acting. And
yeah,
it makes
not?
A massive difference.
Excellent.
Keeping on to plays, and one of our other brilliant Guildford groups, the Guildford Fringe, are putting on Teachers by John Godber in the back room of the Star Inn. Now, if you've not been there, the Star Inn, right on the corner of the High Street and Quarry Street, has got the most gorgeous little theatre right at the back. Tiny little ones, only got about 60 seats. And they're on from now until the 29th. Adult tickets are £18.50. It's directed by Harry Blumenau, produced by Nick Wishner and Charlotte Baitup of Guildford Fringe. And you join Gail, Hobby and Salty, three fifth form students who, through their end of term play, tell the hilarious story of an idealistic new teacher and his perilous first days inside a local comprehensive. So for those of you who can remember back to your school days, you'll probably have a bit of a chuckle and go, yeah, we did that. Now, the only downside is, because the Star Inn is an incredibly old Tudor building, there isn't disabled access to that back room. But that's the downside. But it is, you know, it's such a beautiful building, it's worth going in there. Now, Eric and Ern.
Oh, yes, right.
Did you love Eric and Ern?
I loved them. And brilliant.
It was only when I read this, I thought, do you know what? I miss them on telly.
Yeah,
I do. Anyway, Eric and Ern, the show, is coming to GLive on the 25th of September at 7:30. And this is on a Tuesday night, playing homage to TV's most iconic English comedy double act, An Evening of Eric and Ern, performed by the Olivier-nominated duo Jonty Stevens and Ian Ashpatel. It's crammed full of renditions of those famous comedy sketches that hits all the right notes, from Grieg's Piano Concerto to Mr. Memory and Arsenal. It's a show full of Morecambe and Wise's most loved routines, songs and sketches, and of course a musical guest. It evokes memories of times when whole families used to gather around the telly
on a Saturday night.
Yeah. And there wasn't 4 million channels to choose from, there was only 3 or 4. And you'll feel you've experienced the real thing and been taken back to the world of sunshine and laughter. And I really fancy that. Tickets £26.50 are full price ones. Then they got concessions at £22.50. And if you go as a group of 8, you save £4 a ticket at glive.co.uk. Now, another place I would really recommend you get on the website and have a look, because they have the most amazing range of events, and that's Cranley Arts Centre. There's stuff to do, there's stuff for kids, there's comedy, there's theatre, there's music. For a tiny little venue that's nearly all volunteer run, they just do so much. It's always amazing when I get the letters through of what they've got. Well, they've got something for kids coming up on the 28th of September. It's a children's workshop, Leaf Rubbing Crown. So make amazing artworks to keep and treasure in a fun, creative workshop led by local artist Mirjana. Take inspiration from nature and create a beautiful crown out of coloured leaf rubbings suitable for ages 5+. And there's just a workshop fee of £5 that includes everything you need. So that's fun for the little ones as well. Who's watching Celebrity MasterChef?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Oh, do you not?
I've missed that so far.
Oh, well.
Is it good this year?
It is quite fun, actually. All yes, right. I'm quite enjoying it. I want Zoe to win, but I don't think she will. Uh-huh. Or John from EastEnders. I like him. Anyway, if you like a bit of Greg Wallace, audience with Greg Wallace doesn't get tougher than this. Is on at Farnham Maltings on the 28th of September. That's a Friday at 8:00. Adult tickets £30. And the star of BBC's MasterChef, Inside the Factory and Eat Well for Less, takes to the stage for this brand new live show, mixing hilarious behind-the-scenes tales with demonstrations and audience fun and games. Join Greg as he answers the questions you've always wanted to ask, shares classic anecdotes, and dishes up a sumptuous serving of MasterChef's juiciest bits, complete with a Q&A. It's a must-see event for any foodie and Greg fan. Farnham Maltings car park's right in the centre of town, really easy to get to, and farnhammaltings.com for your tickets. Now, it's definitely autumn outside.
Indeed.
And the Guildford Opera are bringing autumn inside with their autumn concert at Holy Trinity, 29th of September. Tickets are just £15 from the tourist office. And their autumn concert is an evening with Kevin John and friends in the beautiful setting of Holy Trinity Church. Kevin, who's a tenor, has been associated with Guildford Opera since 2003, initially as musical director and then stage director, and also as a principal soloist. He's joined by Hannah Dobra, soprano, who sang the title role in Guildford Opera's production of Lakme to critical acclaim, and by Philip Guy Bromley, baritone, who has an extensive operatic career both at home and abroad, including singing principal roles for ENO, Welsh National Opera and Opera North. Now, ticket of £15, if you go up to London to see opera, more like £115.
And
it
say,
is
yes.
Amazing quality. And, of course, Holy Trinity Church is just beautiful. So if you like a bit of opera, do go to that. From pricey to completely free. Totally, totally free. RHS Wisley are having a free day.
Really?
Yeah, that right. Will be on your traffic update for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, will be.
2nd of October from 10 till 4:30, Wisley will be opening its doors to everyone for free. So come along with friends and family, enjoy the beautiful late autumn colours in the garden, stay for refreshments at the food hall or the Glasshouse Cafe, browse the beautiful gift shop for early Christmas gifts, a special treat to remember your day. The Plant Centre also has an extensive range of plants, garden accessories and garden gifts to suit all levels of gardener skills. And probably lots of bulbs, which is what you need right now. So there you go. 2nd of October, diary date. Wisley is free.
All right, to make a note of that.
Absolutely. They're lovely people at Denby's Wine Estate. Gin and Vine Experience.
Ooh.
I'll be there for half of that.
Yeah.
4th of October, 10 till 4. Tickets are £95. And your day commences at a local gin kitchen, producers of Gutsy Monkey Gin. Hands-on distilling experience. Learn about the craft of gin making and create your own botanicals. Perfect the ultimate gin and tonic, followed by lunch in the gallery restaurant. Afternoon is hosted by Denby's wine expert. Gain an understanding of wine tasting experience, vine to glass, including a tour of the winery and vineyard. Tickets from denbys.co.uk. Taxi home.
Yeah, I was reading the other day, I think the gin business is worth £2 billion now.
It's just... but you see, I'll have a bet with you now. I think rum's going to be the next thing.
Right, that's the next
I think tip, we're going it? From gin to rum, personally.
Gentle hint there.
Let's sit and watch, shall we? Right, now this event I'm definitely going to. It's got 2 days, 6th and 7th of October. It's the Surrey Hills Wood Fair. And this is run by Surrey Hills Enterprises and it's taking place at Fish Pond Copse, which is within the Cranley Showground. On both days, 10 till 5. Tickets in advance are £7.50 or on the gate, £10. So it's £2.50. That's not bad for adults, is it?
Yeah.
But children under 12 are free.
Right.
So really reasonable to go to this. You celebrate all that's good about wood in the beautiful setting of woodland and meadows in the Surrey Hills area of outstanding natural beauty. It's full of traditional rural charm, and there's something for everyone, with lots of children to do, from zip wires, tree climbing, crafts, animal attractions, woodland walks, demonstrations, crafted woodland products, animal attractions, horse and cart rides, flying hawk display. There's lots of local food and drink as well. Friendly dogs are welcome if they're on a lead. There's free parking. There's toilets there as well. Lots of hot food and drink. So absolutely well worth it. Now, of course, it is in a meadow, so it's on unsurfaced tracks and paths, so it's not the flattest of grounds, but there are some on-site marquees should you end up picking a wet day.
Right.
You can get your tickets from visitguildford.com or from the tourist office or on the Surrey Hills Wood Fair website. So the kids are just going to love that. So I'm intending to take my munchkins.
Yes.
My little munchkin will sleep through it. Big munchkin will love it.
Right.
And for a bit of exercise, and at this time of year, how lovely, because the leaves are going to start coming down really, really soon. It'll be all about kicking leaves. So the weekend of the 28th of September through to the 30th, Hazelmere have got their walking festival. It's a collection of walks to discover this fascinating history, wildlife and much more, while enjoying some charming walking areas within Hazelmere and the beautiful surrounding countryside. It's free to attend. At hazelmere.com, you can download a little brochure which lists them all. They're all lead guided walks, so they've got different themes. They may be history or wildlife or whatever. Lots of different capabilities as well, short ones, long ones. There's also a flyer which some places have got. We've certainly got a few at the tourist office, a little trifold flyer. But yeah, that's Hazelmere Walking Festival weekend of the 28th of September. And just finishing on something which is taking most of our time right now, and I have mentioned this, but I thought I'd mention it again just because some tickets are really selling fast to this. So it's one of those, I've told you it's Guildford Book Festival from the 6th of October. Don't wait till the 5th and go, oops, that's sold out. Get on to Guildford Book Festival website, follow them on social media as well. Lots and lots of different events for all sorts of tastes. It's a week packed full of stuff, great names coming to Guildford. And my pick of it would be the wonderful Kenny Jones, who has just released a book called Let the Good Times Roll. He's going to be at the Electric Theatre on the 11th of October. I have my tickets already. And again, tickets are £15, so it's just not an expensive night out. Rock legend Kenny Jones played the drums with some of the UK's most successful bands, including the Small Faces, The Faces and The Who. Still playing regularly with his own band, Kenny has been in the forefront of British music scene for more than 50 years and has played and drunk with all of the greats. In this evening, he talks about life from a Cockney lad to mod revolution, the swinging 60s to the wild excesses of the 70s and 80s, and hanging out with the Stones, David Bowie, Jimi Hendrix, and of course the wonderful Rod Stewart. So he's really interesting. He's really interesting
to
chat to.
Some great stories to tell there.
And it's just going to be such fun.
Mm.
And it's a one-off, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely great. But there's so much going on in the book festival, absolutely lots, and there are some events that are on the verge of selling out, like sort of six tickets left, that sort of thing.
It's really a top-rate thing, isn't it?
Get on there, get booking quickly.
Diana, thank you so much for taking us through all these events.
That's
what a variety. And if people want to find out more?
If they want to find out more, they can look online at visitguildford.com, or if you happen to be in Guildford, come and see us at the tourist office.
There you are. Can't say better than that. Have a good week.
And you too, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.